I'm not here to attack anyone, first of all, so you can put down your obligatory queer girl sword if you saw the title and felt angry. But I've been thinking about my most upvoted, not safe for work Reddit post, even before the narcissist in me pinned it to the top of my profile, is a photo of me nude, with a particularly realistic dildo held, not by a harness, but by my hand, to my crotch. I posted it in the Dykes Gone Wild subreddit for International Women's Day this year, and I guess a few people enjoyed it. That was a couple of months ago now. More recently, someone very special to me posted a much less revealing image of themselves. It wasn't offensive in any way, but because she's transgender, i.e. because she was born with the real version of my dildo, it received a lot of downvotes. So, I understand if you are a queer girl who would not be comfortable sleeping with someone with a penis. And most of the trans women that I know and that I've spoken to or have seen discussing it online, they also understand this. But there's a big difference between feeling that way and being unaccepting or even hateful towards transgender individuals. In making this audio, I really want to implore anyone listening, the next time you think about hitting that downvote on a photograph, please think about the human being behind the photograph. I understand that this is the internet, and anything out here is free for anyone to comment on as they wish, but just because you can, it doesn't mean that you have to. For me, the person behind this particular picture is not just my friend and not just beautiful in my eyes, but she's also the best person that I know. And regardless of how you would personally feel about sleeping with her, she has a heart, and a really big one, and it hurts mine so much that any, never mind so many, of my fellow queer women would downvote her to the point of making her feel bad about herself. We should be lifting each other up. At worst, if you don't like the look of someone, or you personally wouldn't want to be with them, then just move on to the next picture. It's in your hands. You can make that choice not to downvote, not to say something cruel, when the only thing that comes out of that is for someone, and potentially someone really good, to get hurt. So please, don't be that person. You're better than that. And they deserve a lot better than that. It takes so much courage to be true to oneself, and this is something that we should be especially understanding of if we're part of the LGBT community ourselves. If you're a cisgender person, which simply means not transgender, but you're uncomfortable with your body, or that, you know, you've ever been, or you've faced or risk discrimination for another reason, be that because you're queer or something else that's out of your control. Then you do know what it's like to feel bad about something that you can't control, and or to be scared of discrimination yourself. So, why discriminate against someone else? Don't. It's as simple as that. Just don't, please. Stop and think next time. Be better. And if this little ramble filled you with nothing but rage, then I'm sorry for you. And if you can't believe me when I tell you, you'll be so much happier in yourself if you just love everybody, then I invite you to unfollow me, because I don't think you'd be listening to this. I don't think you'd see this unless you were following me, so... Thank you for listening.